Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are concluding the eighth chapter of Maseches Brachos with Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. Mishnah Zayin says, Misha achal v'shachach v'lo berach, someone who ate and forgot with the result that he didn't bench. Beishamai omrim, yachzer l'mekomo v'yivarech. Beishamai say he must return to the place where he ate and bench there. Ubeis hilo omrim, yivarech b'mokom shenizkar. Beis Hillel say he's allowed to bench in the place where he remembers that he forgot. Ad emasai hu mavarich, until how long can a person bench? Ad kedei sheyisakel hamazon shebameav, until the food in his intestines is digested. Now there's no Bartnuro on the Reisha, on the first part of this Mishnah, so let's take a look in the Gemara, in Maseches Brachos, on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Very interesting dialogue here between the students of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Amru lehem Beis Hillel leBeis Shammai. The students of Beis Hillel said to those of Beis Shammai, "L'divreichem, mi she'achal b'rosh habira v'shachach, v'yered v'lo berach, yachzur l'rosh habira v'yavarech?" The students of Beis Hillel said to those of Beis Shammai, according to your opinion, if someone ate at the top of a tower, and he forgot, and he descended the tower without benching, he would have to go all the way back up to the top of the tower to bench? Amru lahem Beis Shammai leBeis Hillel. The students of Beis Shammai responded to those of Beis Hillel, "L'divreichem, mi sheshachach arnaki b'rosh habira lo yale vitlena." Someone who left his wallet on the top of a tower, wouldn't he go back and get it? L'chvod atzmahu ole, l'chvod shemayim lo kol shekein. If he would go back up for his own honor, shouldn't he go back up for the honor of heaven even more so? Now this seems like a slam dunk logic for Beis Shammai, but as we said earlier, in all of the laws discussed in this chapter, except for one which was noted earlier, the halacha does follow Beis Hillel. So it's an interesting idea, but the opinion of Beis Hillel reflects the final halacha. Let's look in the Bartnuro on the Seifa, on the latter half of this Mishnah. Shisaka hamazon shebameav, he can bench until the food is digested in his intestines. Kolzman she'eno ra'av machmas osa ha'achila. The entire time that he's not yet hungry from having eaten that food, hu simon shelo nisakel hamazon. That's the sign that the food has not yet been digested. And now we hear, v'davka b'shachach amri Beis Hillel de'eno chozer. Beis Hillel only says that he doesn't have to return in a case where he forgot to bench in the place where he ate. Aval b'mezid divrei hakol yachzur l'makomo v'yavarech. But in a case where he intentionally didn't bench, everyone agrees he would have to return to where he ate and bench there. Finally, Mishnah Ches, and that's the last Mishnah in this chapter. Bolehem yayin la'achar hamazon, if they brought them wine for the end of the meal. Ve'ein sham ela oso hakos, and there's only that one cup's worth of wine there. Beis Shammai omrim mevarech al hayayin, ve'achar kach mevarech al hamazon. Beis Shammai say he can bless the wine in order to drink it first, and afterwards bench, even though it means he'll be benching without a cup. Ubeis Hillel omrim mevarech al hamazon va'akakach mevarech al hayayin. But Beis Hillel say no, he has to use the cup for benching, so he should say benching first, and afterwards the blessing on the wine and drink it. Onin amim achar Yisrael hamavarech, ve'in onin amim achar hakusi hamavarech, ad shi yishma kol habracha. And finally, one would say Amen if he hears a Jew saying a blessing, but he would not say Amen if he hears a Kusi, a Samaritan, saying a blessing, unless he heard the entire thing. So if you walk into a room and there's a Jewish person there and you hear him say, Shehakol Niyeh Bidvaro, you can say Amen. But if you hear a Kusi, a Samaritan, say, Shehakol Niyeh Bidvaro, you wouldn't say Amen unless you heard the entire bracha. And we'll see why that is in a minute. So Beis Shammai says that you bless the wine before the food. Quick look over in the Tosfos Yontiv. Al hayayin im yirtze. He would say the blessing on the wine if he so desires. If he wants to drink the wine as a beverage before benching, he's permitted to do so, but Beis Shammai are not of the opinion that he must do so. Okay, now let's look in the Bartnuro. Mavarech al hayayin va'akakach mavarech al hamazon. First he can drink the wine and then he benches. She'en birchas hamazon to unekos. Ubeis Hillel svare the birchas hamazon to unekos. So Beis Shammai feel that you don't need a cup for benching, but Beis Hillel say you do. And that's the basis of the difference of opinion. Onin amen achar Yisrael hamavarech. You can say amen, or you should say amen, when you hear a Jew say a blessing. Afal pi shalosh shama Hazcharas Hashem El Asof HaBracha. Even though you didn't hear him say, Blessed are you, O Lord our God, you only heard him say, Who brings forth the fruit of the tree, or who brings forth the fruit of the vine. You didn't hear the whole blessing where he says, I'm blessing God, you only hear what he's blessing for. The Mestama L'Shamayim Beirach, because it's pretty evident, it's a good chance that he's blessing God. Ela Imkein Shema Kol HaBracha, but when it comes to a Samaritan, you have to hear the whole bracha. Shema Beirach Lahar Grizim. Maybe he's blessing that statue of a dove that they had on Har Grizim, as we said previously. So the Samaritans were kind of Jews, kind of not Jews. They were reliable in some mitzvahs, they weren't reliable in others. So if you want to say Amen to their blessing, then you have to hear it. Otherwise, it could be to the idol that it was discovered they had been hiding. That is the end of the 8th chapter. Join us tomorrow when we'll begin Perek Tes, which is the final chapter, with Mishnayos Aleph and Beis.